And I think we're live. Welcome, guys, to a special edition. It's a Tripod NBA Season 22-23 preview. Got an in-depth preview going through all our favorite futures markets that we love to have a pun on and follow throughout the year. The season tips off tomorrow, so it's come around pretty quickly. Please put your comments through if you can hear me and see me. Make sure that this is all working properly. I'm going to be joined by Tala, Tips with T, who shares tips nearly daily throughout the NBA season in our group. And we're going to go division by division and talk about pretty much any team that we want to talk about, anyone that we've got a bet on. I do have a few bets. I know you guys want to see if I can get three in a row for Rookie of the Year. I did pick the Warriors to win the West last year. Didn't pick them to be the champions, but there you go. They were double-digit odds at one stage. And this year promises to be a pretty open season again. And I'm just going to explain, too, that I chatted with Tala yesterday. He wasn't available tonight. We covered every kind of topic and major futures market. So that's pre-recorded. So I've got all these clips. I'm going to play kind of clip after clip, but I am live. I can see Dan. I can see both Dans commenting now. So I appreciate you guys. So as we go through division by division, if you've got any bets on any teams, you're going over, under to win the division, to make playoffs, miss playoffs, win the conference, or any players. Barney wants me to do a dunk maybe later. If I can reach it, maybe I can just about reach that hoop behind me. If you've got any tips, share them, and I will also interact with your comments at the end of each little mini pre-recorded segment. So Dylan's already coming through with a bit of jam. Kings over 33.5 wins. We have got some thoughts on the Kings as well. Blanchy asks, what jersey is that? See if you can guess it if I show a bit more, mate. That should give it away. Always dressed to impress. So love the NBA. I'm not necessarily going to be tipping on a daily basis, but I follow it as much as I can as a huge fan. And anytime anything sticks out to me, you know, I share it. A lot of people have been asking for my futures tips because we have done really well on futures the last couple of years. So here I am. We're going to go live. We're going to go through it. And you guys got it. I'm a Nugs fan. And the Nuggets should have a decent team this year. Jamal Murray back, Jokic back-to-back MVP. All right. Let's get into it, guys, and you just send your comments through anything you think or any tips you've got for any of the teams in these divisions. We will begin. Actually, before that, let's get a little market update because TopSport makes this possible, and Tristan's going to let us know where the preseason action has been.
Hello, everyone. Tristan from TopSport here, and we've got the NBA season not that far away, and been a bit of activity in the off-season with the NBA championship in particular, seeing plenty of action. Brooklyn were smashed when Kevin Durant announced that he was staying. They got out to as high as $41. It was $20 at the time when he announced that he was staying. They've crashed into $8, so they were well supported at those prices. Golden State being backed well to go back to back, and the LA Clippers, they've firmed up from $8 into $6.50. We laid a couple of roughies, but the main three in the market are those three in terms of the activity. So looking forward to the season ahead. We've got all about to make the playoff markets, the regular season wins markets up. One of the biggest goes has been Boston Celtics under. We laid them at 55.5. They're into 54.5 now, short of the unders. So there's obviously been a little bit of stuff happening off the court there. So that's caused a bit of the unders. I've priced up or pricing up as many of the other custom markets. So thanks, guys, for sending those through. Hope you enjoy the basketball in the season coming up. It's always an exciting one, and looking forward to plenty of good games. Thanks.
Thanks, Tristan. And thank you, Tristan, for pricing up, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 custom requested markets in the Tripod group. We put up a post on Sunday to allow you guys to submit all your random combination futures bets that you want to ride throughout the year. I'm talking, you know, some of them might be $3 or $4 odds, some of them into the thousands, depending on how many optimistic legs are involved. Check them all out now. They'll be under NBA custom multis on the TopSport app. And I've got one as well that I'm going to share. And as we go division by division, I'm going to tell you the legs of my futures multi and why I like them. Let's begin in the East Atlantic Division.
The 76ers. Now, reasons against the Celtics, new coach, a very key player for them, Robert Williams, despite the numbers that you see, like the counting numbers, not too good. But the advanced analytics on Robert Williams' impact, especially on the defensive end of the court, very good. Very good player. Okay, the Celtics are going to miss him. The Nets, well, Simmons, what are we getting from Simmons? Kyrie, question mark, question mark. Kevin Durant, Achilles injury, very old. could be an awesome team. I think that's the Hibernians team. That's a team that can win like 60-something games or 30-something. Like, and then so we got the 76ers. Joel Embiid, he's in his prime. I think it's 28 or 29-year-old season. James Harden. Yeah, good team. They made some additions. PJ Tucker, De'Anthony Melton, so they improved their depth. Raptors, well coached. And Knicks, they'll be playing to win, you know, never know. So, yeah, but if I had to pick out of those ones, I'm saying the 76ers. That's the best bet out of that lot. $3.70.
So you would think that Boston should be primed. They've got a young core, chance to return to the finals. But the turmoil, I won't go into the details, but their coach, who I picked as coach of the year last year, and I think it was a really good pick, Ime Udoka, although he didn't win coach of the year because it's a regular season award and they were a 500 team in January, they came home with a wet sail. They made the finals. He's got a dream job and he's kind of thrown it away with his indiscretions off the court. And what doubles that issue for Boston is that their assistant coach, Will Price, would have been perfect to take over the reins, but he got snatched up by Utah. So now they're down to their third coach and it just seems like a lot of disruption. And then Robert Williams needing surgery and seeming to opt for the surgery quite late in the offseason. That's going to be a big piece they miss. Now, Brogdon will be a big addition there. I also echo Tala. I think that Philadelphia is a pretty stacked team and is going to go a long way this season. Let's go to another East Division. Let's talk about the Central.
At $1.34, I don't think we can go backing the Bucks, despite how good they are. I think if we looked at their win line, it might be like 51.5, somewhere around there. And the Cavs was 46.5.
I'm saying 53.5. 53.5 is high as Milwaukee.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty high. I could see that not happening for a few reasons, but rightful favorites.
Middleton's out for the start of the season.
Yeah, Middleton's out for the start of the season. They weathered Brook Lopez being out for the entire season last year, so that was a key piece. The bet out of that lot is the Cavaliers. I wouldn't consider the Pistons or the Pacers to win the division. And the Bulls, no Lonzo Ball to start the season, knee injury. I don't think similar scenario to Robert Williams, okay? The counting stats aren't massive, but he has a massive impact on their team in terms of winning, okay? So his 12 points and 5 rebounds and 7 assists is really like he's making the right plays consistently, and especially defensively. When he's out defensively, the Bulls, I don't like the Bulls, man. But Cavaliers, that's the bet there.
I agree with Tala again. The Cavaliers are the team I want to bet. $4 is all right for the Central Division. I just like them for the regular season. Over 46.5 wins, that's going to be in my custom multi. They've just got young studs, Mobley, the trade for Mitchell, Darius Garland. So you've got a couple of gun guards there. And I just think young teams with a lot of energy are going to get so many wins throughout the year against the savvy older teams that rest. And then we're going to talk a bit later in this pod about how many teams might be tanking and how many free wins there might be on the schedule as well. So I think Cavaliers definitely could be a top 4 seed, could win 50 games or more. And another team in that division, Indiana, I'm going the exact opposite direction. I'm going under 24.5 wins. I think that's a complete sell team. I think when you trade Sabonis last year, that signals the intent. They're not going anywhere. Again, there is a big prize on offer in about 11 months' time for a team that doesn't make the playoffs. And the worse record you end up with, the better chance you have to get that prize, which we discuss in a few minutes' time, Tala and I. And that's all the more reason why the teams at the bottom could do especially bad. So, gone Cavs over 46.5 wins and Indiana under 24.5 wins. Let me know what you reckon. Let's move to the final division in the East that we haven't discussed, the Southeast.
The bet here, I think, is the Atlanta Hawks at $2.72. They've added DeJounte Murray, to already having Trae Young and DeAndre Hunter, John Collins, and Clint Capella. I think that's a strong five. I think that's the best starting five in this division, actually. And when I look at the Heat, I don't like the moves that they made, okay? They let PJ Tucker go. They re-signed Caleb Martin. They got a rookie named Nikola Jovic. Kyle Lowry's washed. Like $1.60, I can't go back in there at $1.60 for the Heat. Charlotte Hornets, same thing, problems. Miles Bridges, probably the second best player. He might go to jail, or who knows if he's going to play. Wizards at $34. That is, what's that? What is that? What's that implied odds? 3% chance, Jacob?
3%.
Yeah, that, I guess maybe, you know, that might be worth a small play. And I can't see the Magic odds, but I don't think they'll be competitive or trying to win this season. So, yeah, the bet there is probably the Atlanta Hawks for me.
And the team that I've got a bet on in that division is Charlotte. I'm not high on them. There's just too many other teams in the East that I think will go better. I find it hard to see Charlotte. You look at all the teams that are legit contenders in the East, and not all of them are even going to be top six. So some of these teams are going to be in the play-in. And I don't even necessarily think the Charlotte Hornets make the play-in. I certainly don't think they make the playoffs. So I've picked them in my custom futures multi to miss the playoffs, Charlotte. They were frisky last year, but again, Tala mentioned the issue they got with Bridges as well. And Blanchie says there that Murray's got the dog in him. And I agree. I think that trade for DeJounte Murray could pay dividends. I think you're getting a guy. So often teams trade for someone in their prime or once they've proven themselves as an all-star or multi-year all-star, all-NBA. But DeJounte Murray, to me, just has the profile of a player that's about to go into his prime. So you're actually getting a superstar with all his best years in front of him. And Trae Young, you know, people haven't watched a lot of him. He's like a poor man Steph Curry, and I mean that as an absolute compliment. So the Hawks, I've liked them for the last couple of years, and I do not mind them again. Let's move to the West. Let's talk about a really interesting division with multiple contenders, the Pacific.
Phoenix Suns, I think they have some problems. The owner got fired. Not fired. Has to sell the team, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say he sells the team to an owner that doesn't want to pay a big salary. Well, what's going to happen then? They're going to trade their big salary players. Not saying that will happen, but that's a possibility. And if that happened, then, well, they're not going to be that. They're good. And I definitely don't think they're a 64-win team. Ayton, there's a few problems with Ayton. Like they had issues in the Western Conference semifinals. And they didn't give him his money. Made him go out and get it in restricted free agency, which is a smart business decision. But just in terms of, you know, people's feelings, you might think, oh, you know, they didn't think I was worth it. Or, I don't know. But so there's that. And then the Warriors, $2.91. Yep, I'm wearing my Warriors top. I'm a big Warriors guy. I'm a believer since day one. Okay, $2.91 to win the division. I think they'll be a really good playoff team, but I don't necessarily think that they'll go all out to win the division. Now, some reason why they might is they might have some like development from their younger guys. Wiseman, Moody, Kuminga. So those are young guys that are on the set. So even if they decide to rest Klay Thompson and whatnot, they can still progress. Then there's the Clippers. Oh, man, very stacked roster. I think this is probably the pick out of this. So they've got Kawhi and Paul George are their top players, and then they've got a lot of just good NBA players, like Luke Kennard. I think he had like the top 3-point percentage in the NBA. Who else?
Covington.
Covington. Norman Powell, Terrence Mann, Ivica Zubac. I could go on and on. They got like maybe 10 or they've got a lot of good players, yeah. So that's a good selection to me. John Wall, Reggie Jackson. Like, you know, they got guys, they got probably 10 players that could be starters on any other team. Lakers, $11. Not a huge fan. The Lakers, they'll be playing to win it, but they're probably, yeah, the fourth pick. And then What odds are you seeing for the Kings, Jacob? I'll just have a look.
200-1, sorry. 200-1.
200-1. Yeah, I think that's worth a very small bet. And that, now, for these reasons, okay? Their offense, once they got Domantas Sabonis, and I don't have the numbers on me right off the top, but it was very good, okay? They've got Keegan Murray coming in. You know, Domantas Sabonis, Kevin Huerter, okay? Like, and De'Aaron Fox, you know, is a primary shot creator. Now that Huerter, awesome shooter. Keegan Murray, I think he's a good shooter. Harrison Barnes, good shooter. Domantas Sabonis, very skilled big man. I could see that being a top 10 maybe even a top five offense, okay, like in terms of points per 100 possessions. So they could score a lot of points, okay? I think the defense will be horrible, but, yeah, they could score a lot of points. And, like, let's say that the Suns have chemistry issues. Chris Paul, he's getting old, this and that. Say he's injured. Do you remember what the Suns were like before Chris Paul got there? I tell you, they were useless. They were terrible. And then Jay Crowder, he wants out. Yeah, so there's, like, a few ways that goes wrong. Golden State Warriors.
So I'll answer a few of your comments. Don't go and answer your door because that was some neighbor's kids knocking on Dallas' door, he told me. So the other question I asked Tala, which we didn't have a clip of, was, is he worried at all, being a Warriors fan, about the fact that one of their All-Stars decked a teammate in Draymond Green? And he said it doesn't faze him and that probably happens in a lot of practices. The video just doesn't always get out. I'm not so sure. But then again, I wonder if the Warriors are to trade Green, if they can get someone that adds to the team just as much. And let me respond to your comments. I mean, Blanchie's talking about the Warriors to win the division because they've actually got a lot of young studs. You talk about Kuminga, who got finals experience, Wiseman, who was injured, Moody as well. Obviously, Jordan Poole, the guy who got decked by Draymond Green and just signed a big contract. So the youth could carry the Warriors through. And then you still got, obviously, the old brigade that when they do play, even if they only play three quarters or two thirds of the season, because I think these gun teams are going to utilize load management, that's for sure. But they're still going to be bloody hard to beat. The Suns, I'm also kind of down on. I do like the Clippers, but I'm going to get to that. Other comments, Sieb says, why does the owner of the Suns have to sell? You're best to probably Google that. I think he's he doesn't sound like a very good character or human being, and the league is not going to allow him to keep that team. So that is an X factor. Who's going to end up running the Suns and what direction they take them, especially being on the luxury tax line? What are they going to do with salary? And they've got a disgruntled superstar there. Blanchie knows all about Headband Herder as well, going from the Hawks to the Kings, who Tala mentioned at 200 to 1 or 250 to 1 as a flyer to win the division. And that was a tip earlier. Who sent that through? If I've got it here. Someone, sorry, I can't see the comment now, but someone did. Oh, Dylan tipped Kings over 33.5 wins. And I will talk about the Kings a little bit later, a little bit further. But let's move to another division out in the West. Let's go the Southwest. And this is a longer chat because this is where we bring up the concept of tanking. And we talk a little bit about the French sensation, Victor Wembanyama.
Memphis coming in. Jaren Jackson Jr. is injured. So $2.10. That's probably been factored in. But if you want to back them and you think that they're going to struggle out the gates with Jaren Jackson out, you could wait for them to lose a few games and then circle back and bet on them. The Mavericks, I like the Mavericks here. I really like Luka Doncic. I like that they, wow, thanks. I really like that they picked up Christian Wood. I think he really fits nicely, okay? To me, Christian Wood is like a big man that can do all the things that, at least offensively, that can do all the things that Dwight Powell did and Maxi Kleber. So he can make shots and he can put pressure on the rim in terms of being like a lob threat. And Luka's a very good passer. So I really like that Christian Wood addition. Tim Hardaway Jr. coming back in from injury. I'm not sure if it's a bet exactly, but at $2.17, it's a bit short. But I like the Mavericks. Pelicans, Zion. Zion back, one of the best. $5. That's probably the bet out of this lot. Rockets, no, not competing. They're competing for Wembanyama. We should have brought that up off the top. Wembanyama,
yeah,
amazing player. What, like, spectacular. I saw him a few years back playing like 2-on-2 against Gobert. He was scoring on him. Gobert's the NBA's best defensive player. He's 16 years old. Imagine how good he's going to be next year. There was actually a draft expert, this guy Jonathan Gavoni. He stole my comparison. Eh? I said, Wembanyama is like KD and Gobert if they had a kid. But he's more athletic because he can impact both sides of the ball. Like, to me, if you're not in the mix to win the championship, you should be trying to lose or trying to get draft picks so you can get that guy. But so Rockets, they're a Wembanyama team. Spurs, they're a Wembanyama team to me.
And I remember there was so much hype about Zion, who's going to come back in this season, obviously, with the Pelicans. And they were a frisky playoff team last year. But if you think back in the last decade or two, Wembanyama, there's as much hype around him as was like a Zion, if not more. Anthony Davis, going back to LeBron, where, you know, a player that could totally change the fortune of a franchise for a decade plus to come.
Bro, I don't know if you want to put this in, but I think he might be one of the best players ever. I think the last time someone won the MVP as a rookie was 50 years ago. So I genuinely believe that that's like, you know, Wilt Chamberlain, Oscar Robertson type level, like LeBron, like that type of guy. Because most rookies don't, you know, when you look at the advanced numbers, they don't help teams win. But to me, when I see that guy play, it looks like he would help NBA teams win right now today. And then imagine in a year. So depending if he gets into a team, the right sort of scenario where they could be a competitive team and have that sort of winning go alongside it, you can say, oh, well, look, this team went from first draft pick to playoffs. And then they were, oh, Wembanyama, numbers, this and that, two blocks a game, blah, 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 MVP. So, yeah, if I'm the GM and our team's not maybe top four in the East or the West, like the top 18, I'm genuinely believing that the bottom 22 teams should be losing on purpose.
Or bottom 14 teams at least. Like you,
at least.
You have to factor that into the win totals of the lower teams, that if they're out of contention, they can't make the playoffs. They've flattened out the lottery odds, right? So it's not as extreme as it used to be where you desperately wanted the worst record or bottom three record, but there's still an incentive to not win games. And that does factor in for any teams that you might want to bet the under on their win total. And in the next division, I think you have got an unders bet you'd like. So that's why we were talking about a player who's not even in the league this year, because there is that context that Wembanyama looms large. And I'd like to know, guys, who would you like to see land this 7-3 unicorn? Obviously, you know, it's really crazy to hype someone up that's still a year away from the league, but he already looks so good in showcase games that he played in when he actually went across to the States this preseason. And he's going to be playing pro in France, I believe, this year. And they say that, he's one of the greatest prospects ever seen. And for a lot of teams who can't sign those superstar players in free agency because those players just never want to choose to go to the small market teams, this could be your only chance. So that's why a lot of teams who aren't in contention are going to be doing everything they possibly can short of putting the ball in their own basket. So I've factored that into some of my bets. In fact, in the next division, we're going to talk about a team that we're both fading. But back to the Southwest, the Pelicans is the team I really like as well. And Blanchie commented there, who plays more games this year, Zion or AD? So two players that we mentioned that were both elite prospects when they came in and franchise-changing players. And AD has already moved franchises and actually won a ring with the team that he changed to in the Lakers. And he was great that season. He's been injured more recently. Zion, there was so much hype. When he was fit last year, he was pretty unreal. And he's come into this season looking pretty cut. So I might say Zion, the younger player. And I just look at the Pelicans and think, what they already did last year without any Zion. Since they traded for McCollum, I think Ingram is a legit star. Herb Jones, the rookie last year, unearthed. I think Pelicans are a lot like the Cavaliers. They're going to be a fun regular season team with a lot of energy and rack up a lot of regular season wins. So I've gone them over 44.5 wins in my season multi. So we've got one more division to discuss. It's the Northwest.
39 Blazers, $13. Utah Jazz at $41. And the Oklahoma City Thunder at, I can't see it, but they're not going to win, so it doesn't matter. Okay. There we have it. I'm on the unders for the Utah Jazz. I think the line was 25.5 games. That's a bet that I've locked in as a best bet. They have picked up Colin Sexton and Lauri Markkanen, but I believe the moves that they made in the offseason indicate that they're not trying to be competitive. They've traded away already four members of their starting five. And I think they could be in for a long losing season, the Utah Jazz. In terms of a team to win the division, I like the Nuggets. They're $1.70. I wouldn't say it's a bet, but I do like their chances. A team I think they might outperform their regular season over under is the Portland Trailblazers. I think it was 39 wins.
That's what I'm saying. Yep.
So, similar deal to the Sacramento Kings. I see them as a really, really good offense. So they've got Damian Lillard and Anthony Simons. Anthony Simons was one of the best shooters in the NBA for catch and shoot threes, I believe. He can dribble. If you can dribble and shoot, he doesn't get on the rim too much, but he can just splash him from three, like almost automatic. Damian Lillard, he same deal. Really great shooter. Can get on the rim a little, but doesn't. Coming back from injury, they added Jeremy Grant, Josh Hart, and Jusuf Nurkic. So, yeah, at $13, maybe worth a small bet. Utah Jazz, they won't be in it. Oklahoma City Thunder, they won't be in it to win it. Chet Holmgren got injured. And, you know, I think, you know, Jacob was talking about the over-unders. The teams that have incentives to lose, so if you're not a championship-contending team, you might as well lose and lose a lot, okay? The best percentage available, I mean, in terms of lottery odds for a fit number one pick is 14%, okay? That should be the goal for some of these teams, all right? So they might win games against each other, but against the teams that are really trying to win, this season is a little bit different, okay? Like, you might look at a team like OKC on paper, and the line is 23. Is it 23 or 24?
Their team total is about that 23 and a half wins, depending where you shop. Yeah.
Yeah. So say they played Josh Giddey and SGA, and you know they played their guys all out and tried to win. They'd win 30 games, I think. Like they went,
yeah,
they really tried to get after it. But there's really, what's the point in that? If they've got their own pick, which they do, and they have heaps of other teams' picks, you might as well try to lose and get Wembanyama and be the team that's going to win. You know, in 5 years' time, I'm going to win 60 games every time. That's how I'd approach it. Anyway.
Thanks to everyone who's been sending their comments through. Let us know what you think. Jesse said in the Pacific Division, these are some comments about teams in the West. The Suns are garbage and Golden State Warriors to win that division, which is what Blanchy said as well. JK, Jeremy Kerwin, who shared tips last season, and hopefully will share us a few more from across the ditch, said Kings could be the Hornets of last season's scoring machines but defensive turnstiles. And Dylan had a thought on the Sacramento Kings as well, which is a bit contrary to that, saying that the Kings are being slept on defensively because they've brought in Mike Brown, who is a defensive-minded coach. But I think if you look at the roster, you can see that there's points there. So that could translate into wins then if they do actually play even league average defense. Wackar says, big fan of Tyrese Halliburton on the Pacers, Smokey for most improved player of the year. Let us know if you've got any tips for those kind of markets. I find them so hard to predict because the criteria or just, you know, any player could really emerge. So you get some jumbo odds. But I am a big fan of Halliburton. In saying that, the Kings have gone a different direction because they've got other gun guards. And I don't think Indiana has a lot else. So I'm still happy playing the under on their Indiana Pacers team total. Blanchy talking about having Chet and Wembanyama on the same team would be illegal. So Chet Holmgren, who's 7'2 or something as well, second pick in the draft for OKC, but already out for the season with a foot injury, which is kind of perfect for OKC because they can just put him on ice, similar to what a team like the 76ers did with Simmons years ago. You get the top pick, then you sit them out. They're not going to help you win any games. And then you get another really high pick and you ultimately can combine those talents. And yeah, imagine the twin towers of Chet and Wembanyama. OKC is definitely a side that's going to be in the mix. A type of small market team that I spoke about before that can't really sign any stars in free agency, but look at what they've done in the draft. That team drafted Harden, Westbrook, Durant. It's a shame that they never won a championship. It's a massive shame for me because I had some big bets on some of those OKC teams at 20-1 in some of those years where I still maintain they should have won a championship. We're going to change gears now, MVP, and I'd love to hear who you guys reckon for this because you could find a long shot flyer as well, but we discussed some of the main contenders.
Well, I'm on Luka Doncic. That's pretty chalk, $5.50. The odds are pretty skinny, so I like the bet. Okay, I think he's an awesome player. He's coming in shape. I've checked most like consensus projections. I think they're pretty low. You know, they're around 29.99. But I think we could see him averaging 32, 9, and 9. Why not?
No Jalen Brunson this year.
Yeah, no Jalen Brunson. So his usage even going to go up even higher. You could think back to like Prime Harden. Think of Prime Harden. That's like quite a, you know, with the way the roster's constructed, is similar to those Houston teams when they just gave it to him and he just tween, 3 point, step back, three, you know, and then get on the rim, get to the free throw line.
And just going back to the Northwest, I forgot to say, I do have two teams in the Northwest Division in the Western Conference that are going to build into my regular season multi as well. The Jazz that we mentioned, we've talked all about tanking, so that's self-explanatory, total sell team again, under 24.5 wins. And the Timberwolves, a side that's gone all in and signed the Jazz's best or second-best player, Rudy Gobert, to add to the Ant-Man there. And I think he can take the next step. I've got the Timberwolves definitely being a playoff team. So I've got Timberwolves to make the playoffs. That's going to round out my custom season multi. Since we've kind of talked regular season, let me see if I can put it up on the screen, because that should be available for you to back on Top Sport now at $9. So to summarize that again, Pelicans over 44.5 wins, Cavaliers over 46.5 wins. Similar teams, I think, going to be a lot of fun, a lot of talent and young, and going to have the energy to play pretty hard all regular season. Timberwolves just got to make the playoffs. I've got Hornets missing the playoffs. And then with the Pacers and the Jazz, I said that I liked them respectively, under 25.5 for the Jazz and under 24.5 for the Pacers. I've actually combined them, the two, and have the pair of them under 49.5. Now, that's easier to achieve than needing them both to go under. So even though I think they both go under and you'd bet them individually, one could go under by 5 games or 10 games. This is what I'm talking about with the extremes. And the other could go over by 3 or 4 or 7 games, and you'd still cash combined. So if you're trying to figure out like the odds of all those legs, just keep in mind that that combo, it would be like a 50-50 on its own. And I think they're two prime candidates for tanking. $9, have up to 50 on that on Toppy, ride it with us through the season. If you need a Toppy account, you can use the code TRIPOD. MVP, I'm going kind of chalk as well. I think it's going to go to someone that won it before. I think Joel Embiid got that close last year. If Philly, one of the top seeds in the East, is going to have a massive chance to win it again. And same can be said for Luka. If Dallas wins a lot of games and has a higher seed, then I think with Jalen Brunson leaving that team, it's an opportunity for Luka. I think I picked Luka either last year or the year before as well. It feels like his time, which might sound a bit silly because you'd think it should just be on merit, but narrative really plays into it. So if there's a player that everyone feels, you know, should be on the verge of winning one, and then the performances back it up, then they're definitely going to be in the mix. It doesn't go to the best player in the league. I still think like that could be the Greek Freak, Giannis, could be Durant if he's 100% healthy, but it's harder for those players to win repeat MVPs. Now, having said that, Jokic did win back-to-back, but I just think, and that's why I'm going to rule him out again. I just think that's so hard to do. All right, let's get to the one that some of you guys might have been tuning in for, because you want to know who I'm going to pick for Rookie of the Year. 2 years ago, I gave you a ball. It was why am I blanking on his first name? LaMelo Ball. And he had it sewn up. It was $1.10. Then he broke his wrist, and I thought it was going to go to the Ant-Man. But Ball came back, played the final like 3 weeks of the season, got it for us. He was $5 preseason. And then last year, Scotty Barnes, 14-1, Toronto Raptors. And he won in the closest voting in Rookie of the Year voting history. He just edged out Evan Mobley, right at the end of the season. So that was a fantastic winner for us. And, before I share my Rookie of the Year thoughts, I'm going to get Tullers, and then I'm going to chime in with my pick as well to back that up. And I'd love to hear who you guys are picking for Rookie of the Year as well. Where is that clip? Wouldn't you know it, I'm not sure if I can find the Rookie of the Year clip. So I'll keep searching for that. I won't hold you in suspense any longer. I'm going to go Keegan Murray from Iowa, fourth pick in the draft for the Sacramento Kings. I think that there's a lot of pressure on him to get every opportunity to see, because that was a bit of a head-scratching pick for the Kings. I think they're going to be a fun team, as we've discussed. They're going to have score plenty of points. They're going to put up plenty of stats. And I just think at the odds, $6.50, he is on Top Sport. I was close to going Banchero. He's the favorite, but you best you can get is $3 about him on Dabble and under $3 most other players. But to me, Murray is the value pick, and he's looked good so far in preseason. And I was considering going Ben Simmons, but not sure if he's eligible this year still for Rookie of the Year. So Keegan Murray is my pick. And I was pretty well organized. I had all these clips lined up, ready to go. Seemed to be missing the Rookie of the Year chat. But I think that Tuller had Keegan Murray as well. I will have to update you guys on that one. Let's move on to back onto team performance. And now we're going to talk playoffs and who we've got coming out of each conference. So let's go Western Conference, and then I'll see if I can find this MVP clip.
Let me go on the Mavs. I like Luka, playoff performer, okay? Like, really, really, he has those moments, you know? You can think back to the shots that he's made, and quite often in playoff series, it comes down to who's got the best player, okay? And, you know, I'd take Luka against Steph. I'd take him against Kawhi, and PG is not a good matchup for Luka. So as long as he can avoid those guys, we saw what he did to the Suns games 5, 6, and 7, killed them. Nuggets, I also like the Nuggets at 9. So Warriors, yeah, they got the pedigree. They're getting a bit older. Give them this. Clippers, if they've got, you know, prime Kawhi in the playoffs, we can't go too far past this. When he was, like, not injured, he was a finals MVP. I think he averaged, like, 30. And, oh, man, big numbers. And he was, like, performed at a really high level. Awesome player. Phoenix Suns, I'm off the Suns, okay? I don't think they're very good. Overrated. Nuggets, yeah, man, it's so tough. But if I had to pick one, I'd go Mavericks at $11.
And a fair bit of suspense. All right, the Western Conference, I'm going to go the Clippers. I do think they've got the best roster. We talked about, or Tala talked about, the depth roster. And also think higher ceiling if Kawhi and PG are healthy. But when you're picking a futures, you're not picking over under like it's 50-50. You're getting decent odds. So you might as well pick a team in the best case scenario that they are fully healthy and try and pick the team with the highest ceiling. For me, that is the Clippers. I think you get a little bit extra value because they haven't proven it. People think they're chokers or just perennial underachievers. But on paper, for me, that's the best side. Closely followed by the Nuggets, with Porter Jr. being the big X factor there, because I think Jamal Murray and Jokic is such an amazing tandem. If MPJ can add to that, then the Nuggets are going to be pretty formidable as well. Rookie of the Year, a little bit more chat. We'll get Tyler's pick on that. It is only a little 20-second clip.
But I've found it now. Keegan Murray. Out of that lot, I can only see... So Ivy plays for the Pistons, I'm pretty sure. Well, actually, they made some moves to get better, but I think they'll probably end up being one of the team in the tanks. Paolo plays for the Magic. I think they're pretty sorry, so they're not going to have any success. Jabari Smith, Houston Rockets, same deal, losing team.
So there you go. And I didn't copy Tuller's pick, but we have both landed on Keegan Murray. As I said before, 650 on Toppy, I think, is the best odds you'll find about him if you want to ride and see if I can go 3 in a row with Rookie of the Year. We did the Western Conference. Let's get Tuller's pick followed by my pick for who comes out of the East.
If I had to pick one out of that lot, I'd pick the Bucks, but at the odds, I'd pick the 76ers for the reasons stated before. They've got a really dominant big man. This Eastern Conference winner, that includes the playoffs, okay? So keep in mind that James Harden doesn't have a great playoff resume. Neither does Embiid in terms of holding up, but they've brought in some contributors that I like PJ Tucker. That's a playoff guy. You know, he averages 6 or 7, but if you're watching and he's doing things to help the team win. Same as I think Melton could be a contributor there. I think Tobias Harris and Maxey to take a step forward. So that'll be my case for the 76ers.
And in the East, for the third year in a row, I'm going to pick the Brooklyn Nets. I think I'm just a massive KD fan, and if he's healthy, I just think any team he's on is so hard to beat in a playoff series. Now, I know they got rolled last year, in fact, swept, but it was actually a closer series than that, the first round against Boston. couple of really close games. And the Nets were a mess last year and had a lot of turmoil, traded for Simmons, traded Harden away, but never got a minute out of Simmons. I'm optimistic that he can add to this team, and they didn't need scoring, but he's going to add extra playmaking and defense. Maybe can do the role that like Griffin did for that team, but on a higher level. And Kyrie Irving as well, obviously didn't play a lot of games last year, but if he plays a full season, again, if they're injury free, but you say that about any team that you're picking for a future. So I would go the Nets. I also do not mind the 76ers for the reasons Tala states there. And so that means my finals pick is going to be Nets Clippers. Let's get Tala to just summarize who he's got in the finals. And I'd love to hear who you have making the finals. Zane's asking who I like tomorrow. Honestly, I haven't looked closely. I've really just been thinking about futures. So I don't have any insight to share for a specific regular season game tomorrow. If I do find anything, I'll put it in the comments of this video. But I'd love to know who you guys just have making the finals, winning it all. Let's get Tala's NBA champs.
Potentially. I think just at the odds, okay, like at the odds, those are the bets that I'd be leaning towards. But if I had to just pick two, I'd pick the Bucks because I really like, you know, they've got that factor of having the best player in the series, Giannis, almost unstoppable. Middleton got injured last season and then they struggled against the Celtics to finish them off. But I think if they bring Middleton back in, they just is the added dimension that they need offensively to get them through some of these games. So the Bucks in the East and in the West, I'm going to say if I had to pick one, I'll say the Clippers. They got great depth. They're the championship favorite.
They are, Clippers, yeah.
50. Yeah, okay. So you're looking at the depth and Kawhi, their number one guy. Paul George came out and said Kawhi's the number one guy. Thanks, Paul. I already knew. when that guy goes off in the finals, we've already seen that he can carry the team. He carried not exactly the Spurs. It was like a team, you know, real good contribution from lots of guys. But for the
Raptors, was finals MVP. Yep, and then absolutely carried the Raptors to a championship.
Yeah. So what can we? Yeah, Kawhi. Yeah, Kawhi. So we'll say what Clippers Bucks. If I had to pick two, but in terms of betting wise, I'd be leaning more towards the Mavericks and the 76ers, just due to the odds. Yeah,
76ers, I'm seeing 15 for the title and Mavs 21. So they're longer shots, but if you like it, that's pretty juicy prices. Thanks for commenting again, guys. Barney's got Bucks Lakers. Jeff's got Warriors Lakers. So you guys must definitely think that Anthony Davis is going to be healthy and LeBron's still going to have enough in the tank. Of course, LeBron's going to be chasing the all-time scoring record, Kareem's record. And Tala actually did a video and write-up for a long shot bet, which is not really fun to cheer on, but he bet that LeBron doesn't break the record this season at $7. Just made the case that he's actually going to need to average 30 or so for, you know, at least half the season to get there. And this day and age, it's no guarantee that every player is going to play. And look, LeBron's a superhuman, but he's closer to 40 than he is 30. And for a long shot, you can definitely check out our group. As I said before, thanks again to Tala, who took the time to join me. You'll find his tips every week, and you can hit him up if you want to know where else you can find him. Thank you to everyone else that commented. Blanchie said Philly Warriors. And Full Barbie's gone Nugs Bucks. So plenty of different picks. And for me, you heard my finals picks is Nets Clippers. And if I had to pick an NBA champion, I feel slightly more confident about the Clippers coming out of the West. So I will go for the Clips to win the title. And I think that's a team that's built to succeed in the playoffs, but still win enough regular season games with the depth of that roster. And they've decided to play like John Wall. Who knows what you're going to get out of him, but I feel like that's almost surplus to the talent that they've got on that team with other guards. And it's all about is Kawhi and if Kawhi and PG can both play near their best, then, oh, man, I don't know how you're going to deal with that defense for a seven-game series. I've given you my Rookie of the Year pick. I've given you several other picks on specific teams, bit of MVP chat, and my custom combo multi. So again, check that out. You'll find that on the Top Sport app as more comments come through. Nets, Warriors, Bucks, Clips. And that's what makes the season so exciting is that it is pretty wide open. And the great thing about NBA, all these futures markets kind of stay open through the year. We found some juicy value through the years. Mid-season, we jump on a team like Phoenix 2 years ago to win their division at $6, and they come home with a wet sail and get up, you know. So you can back futures markets throughout a whole season. But then obviously day-to-day, you got games and you can bet teams to win with the line, the total, and then player props is a whole different kettle of fish as well. So it's just that it's in the punting conversation from now for the next, you know, 7 months or whatever. So it's a great time to be in our group. That's where you'll find plenty of other people's tips on a regular basis. But I appreciate you for tuning in. You're going to see me next if you are interested in the rugby league for Rugby League World Cup Radio. I do with Clarkie live on Thursday night, and that's going to be 6:30 p.m. daylight savings time. And I did share a few tips, and we won 5 out of 5 of those tips that I did share in the Rugby League World Cup in the group. So we'll see if we can keep it going. A couple of long shots that are looking pretty juicy as well. So that's Thursday night, but enjoy the NBA season. Guys, punt responsibly as always. If you are having a punt, best of luck. Best of luck for your bets and for your team. And have a good night. We'll talk again soon. Lego.